Closing arguments wrapped up today in the criminal fraud trial of former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers. The jury will begin deliberations tomorrow morning. Prosecutors say Ebbers knew about and helped engineer the $11 billion accounting scandal that brought down WorldCom. NPR's Jim Ziroli has been covering the case and was in the courtroom today. Jim, tell us about the closing arguments.
Well, it was interesting. The allegation, as you know, is that Ebbers was in really dire financial shape in 2000 and 2001, and that as the company's largest shareholder, he was really desperate to keep the share price from going down too much. So he pressured the prosecutors say he pressured the company's accounting executives to manipulate the balance sheets to cover up the fact that its financial condition was deteriorating. The prosecutor, William Johnson, said that Ebbers was corrupted by money, power, and pressure. And he really heaped scorn on the notion that Ebbers could have been running the company without knowing what was going on.
And the case that the prosecutors laid out against Ebbers, what were the main points of it?
Well, the case depends heavily on the testimony of the former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, who has said he talked to Ebbers. He told him they were cooking the books, and Ebbers always came back to him by saying, "We have to hit our numbers," which he took to mean, you know, we should keep up the fraud. But the prosecutor, William Johnson, said there's a lot of other evidence against Ebbers, too. For instance, they've presented a number of different kinds of budget documents spelling out how the numbers were being massaged. Some of these were sent to Ebbers. The defense says there's no proof he ever read them. The prosecutors say another piece of evidence is a note that Ebbers wrote in July 2001 to a subordinate in which he referred to, quote, one-time events that had to happen to give us a chance to make our numbers. They say that proves that Ebbers knew all about the manipulations that were taking place.
And what does Ebbers' lawyer say about those allegations?
Well, Ebbers' attorney is Reed Weingarten, who has represented a lot of very high-profile defendants, including the former head of the Teamsters, Ron Carey. The gist of his defense is that Ebbers didn't really know what was happening, that by the time the fraud was really underway, he had heart trouble, he had given up his job as chief operating officer, and he was sort of reducing his responsibilities. Weingarten said today that a lot of the evidence against Ebbers, including Sullivan's testimony, is uncorroborated. For instance, Sullivan says Ebbers pressured him for months to cook the books and that he was intimidated and afraid. But Weingarten says if this is true, he never told anyone about it. There's no evidence he ever said anything to the other executives about how distraught he was. And in fact, after Ebbers was fired in April 2002, he stayed at the company for two more months and never said anything then. He also says Scott Sullivan was a relatively young CFO. He had an excellent reputation. He could have gotten work anywhere. So the notion that he would stay in a job where he was being pressured to break the law is ridiculous.
How has Weingarten addressed the other thing you mentioned, that the fraud was allegedly related to Ebbers' personal financial problems?
Well, he spent some time on that subject today. The prosecutors say that Ebbers had borrowed very heavily using his WorldCom stock as collateral and that it was losing value, and that's why he pressured the company to cook the books. Weingarten says that's ridiculous. He says Ebbers could easily have sold off his stock to pay his debts. In fact, Ebbers didn't sell any stock. In fact, he bought stock right up to the point where the scandal broke. So if he knew the company was in such trouble, Weingarten says he would have tried to bail out early. But the prosecutor, David Anders, today answered that by saying, you know, no one thought WorldCom was going to collapse. They thought WorldCom just needed to cover up its problems temporarily. So he says the fact that Ebbers bought more stock doesn't mean anything.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Ziroli in New York.